और जब व्रत कीजिए और जस्तरी सुष्मति राधिका देवी कीजिए
बहुत प्रभाव
नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य गौरक्षिषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय हराजितायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय परभक्ताय अंगश्यामलिंगछटाधिवरितो मन्दीकृतेन्दीवरम् जाद्यं जागरोचिसंविदगतमपत्तम्बरस्य बृन्दारण्यनिवासिनम् हृदिरसद्दामाभिरामोदरम् राधास्कन्दनिवेशितो जलभुजम् ध्यायन्ता तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे कङ्गमाम च रुदन्तं मुहुर्नेत्रयुग्मं मृजन्तं करम्भो यजुग्मेन शातङ्कनेत्रम् मुहुश्वासकम्पत्रिरेखाङ्ककण्ठम् चितग्रैवदामोदरं भक्तिवर्धनम्। यशोदा मैया ने कृष्ण को पीछे से पकड़ लिया, उनका दाहिना हाथ अपने दाएं हाथ से पकड़कर और अपने दाहिने हाथ से लठिया लेकर उनको डराने और धमकाने लगी। बोली, अरे बंदर बंधो, अरे चंचल, अभी तुमको मैं शिक्षा देती हूं, अभी मैं तुम्हें बांध मारूंगी नहीं किंतु तुम्हें बांध करके रखूंगा, फिर अपने जीवन में ऐसा कभी भी नहीं काम करेगा। उन्होंने गोपियों से रस्सी मंगानी आरंभ की और बांधने लगी। कृष्ण शिशक शिशक कर रो रहे हैं, आंखों से आंसुओं की लड़ी झड़ रही, उसमें कज्जल मिश्र पानी मिलकर के गंगा और जमुना की तरफ में नदियां बहने लगी। रोते के समय में जब लंबी लंबी सांसें लेते तो उनके पेट में त्रिवली पड़ जाती, गले में त्रिवली पड़ जाती और कानों के कुंडल झलकने लगते। यशोदा मां ऑर्डर ऑल ही सखी दैट ब्रिंग देयर ऑफ फ्रॉम योर होम्स ऑल्सो एंड ही बिगन टू ज्वाइन एंड टू बाइंड कृष्ण बट शी कुड नॉट बाइंड। परहैप्स आई हैव टोल्ड द रीजन that why she could not bind.
Krishna began to weep so loudly,
but even his weeping was also so sweet.
Anyone can see
his weeping, he will be charmed. But at that day Yashoda had promised that I today will give a very better lesson to
this child,
otherwise he will be in future he will be very naughty more.
So he tried to again
bind Krishna. All the gopis were laughing.
Oh,
how this boy is
wonderful, that
she is joining the all the ropes from all of her Gokul, but she is not able to bind Krishna. So all were clapping. Yashodama was thinking, oh, this is my child, I cannot bind him, I will have to bind. So she promised that not today,
in some days
In my whole life, other lives, I will bind him.
Sure.
She promised.
And began to pray the deity Narayan, who was worshipped by this Nand Baba and Yashoda.
All gopis were so wonder, they were astonished.
What is going on? The ropes are being so long, and Krishna, as he was
of 12 fingers,
he is like that.
Why it is miracle like this? So all were wondering. Today,
Yashoda Mata cannot
bind Krishna.
So
we will not bind today.
We will try to,
Yashoda will try to bind
tomorrow.
And we will have to go now.
Madhavan, Talvan, Kumudvan and all ones.
So at once
you should go. Two buses for Western devotees you manage, and one little bus, mini bus has come. So in this Western devotees should go, and they should arrange to arrive by this. And rest all the Mathura Vasi, Brahmacharis will go in one bus. I worry that मैं मथुरा के जितने लोग हैं पहले कोई भी नाम नहीं लिखाया मैं कहां से इतना जल्दी से बस एक रात में कहां से कर दूंगा इसलिए बहुत कठिन है जब ये जगह होगा तो मथुरा वाले जाएंगे और नहीं तो फिर देखेंगे इसलिए एक मिनी बस बुला लिया है पहले इन तीनों बसों में यू आर अंडरस्टैंडिंग यू शुड गो एंड मैनेज वेस्टर्न डिवोटीज will go avail in two buses and one minibus. And after that, all brahmacharis and all others will go. Go on at once and take your seats. Go Pramanande.
Padagari, Padagari, Sakya Mantri Padagari. Vidalavallavallare daramvaramvadolate Pratagralasarolani nalotanamol
Namah 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 चक्षुरुन्मीलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। जातकतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्ये गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। अङ्गश्यामलिं छटाभिरभितो मन्दीकृतेन्दीवरं जद्दञ्जागुटरोचिसंविदधतं पट्टम्बरस्य श्रिया वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदि न सद्दामादिरामोदरम् राधास्कन्दनिवेशितोज्ज्वलभुजं ध्यायेन् दामोदरम्। त्वयैवास्मि त्वयैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नै मां चरणान्तिके। त्याग है कि नहीं? करम भो जजुगमे न सातंक नेत्रम मुहुर्श्वास कंपा त्रिरेखांक कंठ चित ग्रैवं दामोदरं भक्तिवद्धम। जसोदा मा मदर जसोदा वाज ट्राइंग टू बाइंड कृष्णा एंड सी ब्रॉट ऑल द रोप्स ऑफ गोकुल बट ही कुड नॉट बाइंड ऑल द फ्रॉस फ्रॉम हिज हेड वेर फॉलन स्वेस आर कमिंग but she could not buy him. Each time only two fingers remaining. What are the two? Perhaps I have told that one is sadhan bhajan and the labor of sadhan bhajan. And second, Krishna mercy. If both are there, then we can see Krishna or we can bind Krishna. If we are knowing everything but not doing properly, and we are not feeling that we should serve Krishna so much, feeling no separation, nothing. Then Krishna will not be white. On the other hand, if there is no mercy of Krishna, when his mercy will come, he will see, if he will see, that we are so sincere, and we cannot be without Krishna. When he will see this thing, then he will be merciful at once, and he can be waited. For instance, we can see that Ramanuja has told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, that there are two divisions of the disciples of Ramanuja. They are told, they are called Markatnaya and Marjaranaya. One party of disciples, they think that we are Saranagat and we will have not to do anything. Mercifully Krishna, because he is bina kisi karan hetu ke, causeless, merciful. So when he will be merciful to us, then we will have his service and he will give darshan and he will be controlled. So we should not do anything. And second is that we should do very hard labor, hard practices for Krishna. By our sadhana, Krishna will be controlled or he will show us, give darshan. Like, you know cats, the shells of kitchen. They don't do any effort. They only cry, meow, meow. And her mother takes her and goes anywhere she wants. She will not do anything for that. She cannot catch hold of her mother. Mother has to do everything. So Krishna is like mother. God is like mother. He will support us. He will do everything. I have nothing to do. So they are of one category. And second are like monkeys and his child. The mother does nothing. He says that I am going to jump from one roof to another, from one tree to another. And she will look after her child, and child will at once come and will jump up to his mother's lap or on the back of mother, and he will catch hold by feet and hands. Mother will do nothing, and if in jumping the child is fallen, then he will never in the whole life she will take that child. Oh, he is not qualified to be my child. He gives up. So, here they think that, one party thinks that Krishna is like monkey's mother and we are like, so we should jump, we should do so much labor for bhakti. By sadhana bhajan we can take darshan of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these two policies are not okay. We should mix these two. We'll have to do labor for having darshan of Krishna, and Krishna will be merciful, and both are mixed, then we can have the mercy of Krishna, otherwise not. So we should try our best to please Krishna, and seeing your labor, hard labor,
sincere labor, he'll be at once merciful and he will be controlled. So here, Yashoda was doing labor so much and Krishna saw her that she was about to cry, tears were in her eyes, face become some reddish. So Krishna became himself so pleased, and then Krishna at once allowed her Yogamaya Shakti to come, and that is why Yashoda binded him so peacefully. So without this idea, Krishna cannot be controlled. Bhakti baddham, anyone cannot Krishna bind Krishna without bhakti. So we should try to do bhakti. We are now just going in the bash. You should all go. Gau Premanande. गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः I told you to remember this first slok of Upadeshamritam. I think you have remembered that slok. Manaso Bacho Begam Manasa Krodha Begam Jiva Begam Udaro Pastha Begam Etan Vegan Jasa Pisahi Dadira Sarabam Abhimam Prithvi Shasra. If we अगर हम लोग हिंदी वाले हैं कोई
नहीं
इफ वी आर चैंटिंग रिमेंबरिंग ऑल्सो वी आर रीडिंग सो मेनी बुक्स ऑल्सो बट इफ यू आर नॉट वेरी केयरफुल अबाउट गिविंग अप आवर दीज थिंग्स six begs, then we cannot develop our Krishna consciousness. I know that so many persons, so many devotees taking the shelter of Gurudev and they are trying to do bhajan but no advancement. All the unearths, unearths means
unwanted
desires are there. Even doing bhajan for 50, more than 50 years, and after some time they fall down. Several, not one, two, so many persons having renounced order and they fell down because they are not careful for this. हम लोग इसके लिए प्रयत्न नहीं करते हैं कि हमारे अनर्थ दूर हों, और इसका यह नतीजा होता है कि 50, 60, 100 वर्ष तक भजन करके भी जैसी उन्नति होनी चाहिए वैसी उन्नति नहीं है. Doing bhajan for more than 50 years or 100 years, they are chanting name, but all kinds of bad desires coming in our heart, माइंड इज नॉट इन कंट्रोल, टंग इज नॉट इन कंट्रोल, अवर एवरीथिंग इज नॉट कंट्रोल, एंड दैट इज व्हाई वी आर नॉट एज भंसी. Sometimes we pretend to be very big, big scholars and preachers and sannyasis, but it will not do. If you are not doing bhajan, in the guidance of any bona fide Vaishnava, krodh will be there. I have explained about tongue perhaps.
Vacheveg, Manoveg.
Manoveg,
yes.
And also Jivaveg. So we should carefully try to control them. But I think, and I know, that they cannot be controlled unless there is a good association and good kind of chanting and remembering, doing bhakti. If bhakti will come, they will go. Otherwise, they cannot go. So we should try always to search good association. Satsang ki chishtakar. Sadhu sangha sarva shastra kaya. Law matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hai. Those who are not doing good association, more developed than they are, very soon they will fall down what they are. And that is why we are seeing all the cases like this. We think that we will be anywhere in a forest or any decent place and we can check all these things because we have become guru. No need of association. There is none like me. I am bona fide Vaishnava. I have become acharya. And after some time we see that maya comes, enters in there by mouth, in the delicious foods, and it goes away, goes in the heart of devotees. And then they become more krodhi, more lusty, more cheaters and other things. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, we should try to do what we can do. And we should wait for the mercy of bona fide Vaishnava and Krishna, that they mercifully take it. They should take it. We will give up all the mercy of Krishna and Vaishnavas, that it is very hard. Today I was telling in the past times of Krishna, Yashoda did parishram, so much labor. And she was sincere in his doing all these things. And Krishna saw that now she is so worried to control me. And then he came in control very easily. So we should try also, like monkeys, to catch hold of their mothers and also weep for Krishna like the very little
kitten.
Also. Both combined. Weeping also for the mercy and also trying as we can try. We should do both. If Krishna will see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, see Nityananda Prabhu, our sincerity and also same time offerings, mani, saranagati, surrenderness and sincerity, he will sure be so merciful to us and they will go in very soon time. It has been told, Chantir abhyakta kalottan virattir manna sunyata asabanda samatukantha ityadi. First he has told that Chanti means same meaning as krodh. It may be that a time will come, any occasion will come to be angry, but he should not be angry. Anyone rebuked me, but I should not be angry. Why? You cannot check you. If anyone coming and dishonoring you, apman kar raha hai, insulting you, then you will be so angry, furious and angry. You can't control. Only the persons, the devotees who are in the guidance of any bona fide Vaishnava, they can check it by the mercy of that Vaishnava and Krishna. Otherwise cannot. They will always remember this slope told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tatte nukampam susumikshama bhunjan evatma kritam vipakam. Or hidbat babhi vidhan namaste jivet ja so mukti pade sadayatha. Always you should remember those who are trying to do bhajan, especially those who are, have been initiated. So videshu, always remember. Otherwise maya will come, krodh will come and cover you, and he will make you derail at once. What is the meaning of tatte nukampam susumikshamanam? Those who have taken shelter of any Vaishnava and they have been initiated, they have taken diksha, dipya jnanam has come, the relation with Krishna, and he is so strong to follow these things. Gradually relation to from Krishna it has come. He is knowing that who am I, who is Krishna, what is the relation between us. Now what is the aim and object of our life and our sadhana bhajan? Then he goes direct. Then he thinks that his guru has told, don't be angry, don't be dissatisfied. कभी भी तुम असंतुष्ट न हो, जो कुछ तुम्हारे पास है उसी से संतुष्ट हो. What you have, you'll have to be satisfied by that. You should see
contentment.
So you should, if anyone is beating me like the Mohammedan beat Haridas Thakur in 22 or 21
months,
but he never became angry. Who told that if you will cut me into lakhs and lakhs pieces, but I will never, never, never give up Harina. I will do. But he never became angry, though they were biting me in so many markets. And they were abusing him so much. But he never became angry. Why? He thought that I have done like so that I should be punished. So now I am punished. This is one thing. And secondly, and the first means, I have done so many wrong things in past life, and now I will have to taste all these things. So they are beating me, they are insulting me due to that. So I should isko sahlu, I should tolerate. Whether I am laughing or weeping, I will have to tolerate. So he became very shant, prashant ho gaya. He became
calm and quiet.
Especially these devotees should if I have not wrong impression in past births, But and if I have done, it has done by Harinam. If on anyone chant, knowing or not knowing the glorification of Krishna name, Krishna name will do something. He will be not fruitless. If anyone does Hari, Krishna, not for Krishna, for their father, mother and sons, but yet Krishna will have so much effect. So I know that if I have not done anything wrong in the past life, but yet they are insulting me and beating me here and there. Like the Dandi Bhikshu in Srimad Bhagavat, you remember the Dandi Sannyasi? There was a family man, Brahmin, he was so rich. He never cared for their wife, his wife and children and villagers and the persons jo past pados mein rehte the, jo living, never cared for them. He never paid any tax for government. He never got any donation to anyone. And if anyone comes to for donation, he used to take some lathiya, stick, and began to pursue him, run after him, never giving anything. The persons of government came and crooked his everything, and after that, anyone in the night put fire in his home, everything was burnt. His sons and his wife declared that you should give up our home. And thus he became helpless, only alone. Anyhow, he met to any Vaishnava. And anyhow, he gave. He was now so polite, so harmony now. And he fell flat on the feet of lotus feet of that Vaishnava. Save me from all these things. I am so worried for all these things. So many sufferings and everything. My boys, my wife, my everything, villagers, neighbors had expelled me from home, by that house and that village. I'm now penniless, nothing to eat and nothing with me. He told her, don't worry for this. I'm giving you Krishna mantra by this. You have everything for. Also you can get salvation after salvation you can serve Krishna in Golok, Vrindavan or in Vaikunth as you like. He became happy and he gave renounce order to that Brahmin, Tanides Brahmin, and told that you should go and beg in your own village and neighbors. He gave some pots and allowed order, go at once there. When he reached that village, all the villagers, neighbors, his wife and children all became furious and began to abuse him. You are bhanda. Bhanda means? Kya hoga? You are bhanda. You are pashandi, pakhandi.
Imposter. Imposter.
Imposter.
Pretender. Hypocrite.
You are an offender.
Hypocrite.
You are a hypocrite. And all. And began to beat him. And they took his vessel part. And they give a stool in there. Instead of roti.
Chapati.
And they snatched the danda also, took their danda, the danda, and abused them, beat them and dragged him from that place. He went to Gurudev and he told, oh yes, very good, you should again go to that place. Let's go. You also against them and you also try to beat them, no Gurudev, again go and tolerate. Again he went, and again they did so, but he was quite silent. He was thinking, tattenu kampam susumichama bhunjana evatmakritam vipakam hitulagvap vipidadhan namaste jivet jasa mukti padesadaya bhak. He was remembering this shloka. And Gurudev has kindly given me this vesh, trident vesh, to serve Mukunda. So at time this body is there, I'll have to tolerate. Krishna is so merciful that he has given chance to rectify me. So he used to go again and again. All the Bhijar Shah, that he is so sincere now. He has changed. He is not telling any word in spite of abusing. Gradually they become so honorable for that person. Gurudev told, now you are able to serve Krishna. So come on. So we should try to give up all the anger and anything in our life. If you can observe this, certainly Krishna will be very glad. We try to not to smoke, no? Because it is written for teachings.
Dutang Panam
is the mission. This for beginning rules and regulations. We should not smoke, we should not take wine, we should not drink, we should not see any lady being lusty, you should not kill any animal or anyone. These four rules. And sometimes we outwardly follow this, but we never care for anger, not for lust. Anyone can do lust here and go 10 times changing his wife, or women's changing so many times, 10 times, more than that changing their husbands, but not caring for this. They tell lie, they cheat others, that I am taking this donation to serve my Gurudev and Krishna, and they take all. Sometimes kindly they gave 1/4 of that. Eh? 1/4 they gave to their Gurudev and 3/4 it was Bethadu. 5 minutes I request for you. Only 5 minutes. So we don't care for all these things, because it is hidden in heart. I know there are so many lusty persons also, but it is more dangerous than to tell a lie, to take a cigarette or to drink. More dangerous. But we don't care for all this. Understand? We don't drink, but we can be lusty here and there. We can cheat by funds collecting from so many lakhs and lakhs rupees. We can take a motor car of 75 lakhs and we are told that I am going to serve my Gurudev, kindly give me some donation and I will serve and Radha Krishna. But that whole money goes in the pocket and thus they fell down. So we should very carefully try to follow all this. If you have crowd, crowd is the very, for beginners or for anyone, it is very dangerous. At that time, knowledge goes. What is wrong, what is right, we cannot think. So at that time we become like fool, We cannot at that time judge that this is wrong or right. What is the fruit of this? Or bhakti will go away. If we are fighting with our Guruji, then sometimes we think that for bona fide Guru also, I know so many persons in history also, now also, that they made Gurudev, and Gurudev so qualified, but yet they don't follow their orders. They abuse Gurudev. Oh, you don't know anything. I know them. They become so angry. But this is not atma. This is not favorable for bhakti. So I think that to take cigarette, to tell a lie, to take anything, all these things are not so dangerous as dangerous is to do abuse Gurudev, to fight, to be angry. It is so dangerous. I know, you know also, Billa Mangal, how he was lusty. But he was turned in a day. You know Ajamil? He became so wonderful devotee by the touch of four Vishnu Duts. So we should try to follow inwardly all these things. Not only outwardly, not cigarette and it will not help so much. So we don't give so much strength not to take cigarette, not to take meat, and they will automatically give all these things. I know Swamiji once told that when I will go to Western country, I allow the boys to come in my hostel, mess, and I will supply them if they will want. I can supply them eggs, meat and wines. I told Jafai, oh, it is very wonderful the power of Krishna name. I will tell them that you can take all these things but chant Krishna name. And in very soon they will be turned into good devotees. I know that he made hippies happy. So happy. They were turned into good devotees. So we don't give so much trace on outwardly things, but we trace, give trace. Bako begam, manasah krodha begam, jiva begam, udaropastha begam. If you will not control your stomach, so many diseases will come and lust is bound to come. You cannot change. So we should try also, and also pray for Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, all Rupa Sanatan, Swarup Damodara Ramananda, that mercifully they should give power and empower us that we can give up all these bad habits and we should be bona fide Vaishnava. Don't try to hide anything from any Vaishnava or Guru and Krishna. Because after that, sometime it will be very blunder. And at that, if they are blunder, then you cannot check it. Understand? Jadi aap use chhipane ki chesta karenge, apne bhitar ki baaton ko, Guru aur Vaishnav se nahi kahenge, jo humare andar mein bahut kaam hai, krodh hai, aur ye durgun hai, to ye bhagandar ban karke, jagat ke samane prakat hoke, aapko maar dalenge. What I told? What I told?
Maharaj is saying that if we don't express our inner feelings and inner lusty things to our Guru and Vaishnava, rather we will try to hide it. If we hide it, they will become more and more powerful and one day they will engulf us.
Yeah. So, don't try to hide anything to Vaishnavas. I know that some are hiding. They also used to hear being hearing Harikatha, and they also write prem katha, prem letter, love letter to others, each other. I know, because if I don't know, then how I can be Vaishnava? So you should believe me that I know everything which you have in your hearts. Don't try to. Guru knows everything if he is bona fide Guru. So don't try to conceal and hide all these things, because it is. You should have a faith to me, and I will try to give medicines for this, and certainly you will be recovered. Gaur Premananda.